I think we all have these moments in our lives where we say or do things and we're so sorry for it, really. It's not the way we would have wanted it to come out. Let's face it, this is real life. And this is the thought that was captured for me, that words only share a small portion of the vision that they give witness to.
I had to write this in blood because the ink wouldn't stick. I sold 5 or 6 million, but yo, that ain't really shit. It was supposed to be different, we was supposed to ride out. But too much shot his girl, then shot himself in the mouth. Then a steady gang formed, but very soon fell apart. Cause when you're just doing art with no loyalty in your heart, it's like catching Alzheimer's, all these niggas forgetting where they coming from. Had to slow it down, wait a minute, what we running from? This is what we supposed to do, here's what we supposed to be. I hated MTV for trying to play me like a mockery, but that don't bother me, I just fulfill my fucking contract. Small price to pay just to get your piece of mind back, backfire. Assassination of my character, just to make some millions off America. My younger sister Erica just adopted a child. My older brother served 15, he made it out. Even though my father loved me, I ain't seen him in a while. Had to fight my baby mama, bitch, give me my nigga now. Cause he's running out of time and I need him to understand the way of the superior man. I built a brand, niggas talk about my taxes, I done paid them. Uncle Sam, I'm surviving cause the mind's eyes quicker than the hand.
Feet outgrew shoes, racism outgrew tolerances, and the city glowed at night with the fires of rage. Unconsciousness gave way to consciousness. People and martyrs lived out their lives and deaths on the 6 o'clock news, and we, me and my brothers and our sisters, went our own ways, discovering our own truths, our own pain, our own love.
Heartbreak, disappointment. My mother died when I was 9, I just wanted to join her. Nah, Mr. Joyner, you get to California, I got something for you to do, it's like I was anointed. Resurrected, find my purpose. I remember meeting Dre, being nervous when I would kick my verses. I was virtually worthless, my whole life was a circus. I was sleeping with serpents, and I thought they was worth it. I got a call from Paul, told me shit wasn't working. Exchanged words, I told him, tell me that shit in person. He probably told him, and by the way that he said it, unapologetic, twisted, made it about him. I seen Slim and he said he didn't recognize me. Was it that or did he let another man define me? I don't know, but now I gotta get this all behind me. Follow my calling when I used to follow niggas blindly.
I don't buy my children designer clothes because I don't want them looking under their arms or on their behind to find out
I wish I had a better relationship with my uncles. Blood relatives I can turn to when I'm feeling trouble and talk about my struggles. My uncle John L, he only put me on the phone with different females. Yeah, this is such and such. Nephew, tell her what's up. Ain't even ask about Jermaine and Gallon growing up. Fuck, I drink it all and I smash the bottle. Self-medicated, numb, but I'ma feel it tomorrow. It felt like pain and sorrow was like a second skin. But now the pain is gone, I got my second wind. Only the strong live long, you better settle in. I'm fighting forever, I will never let the devil win. 1983, that's where my journey begins. I searched everywhere for strength and only found it within. This for me and my kin, still dying to live. Living life to the fullest till I see you again.
Alvin, I would love it if I could have one of those underneath, just for that one part. And then to go into something else.